Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, everybody. Hey, we just had our second Whiskey Stars and Cigars a few weeks ago, and now we got a chance for you to win tickets to Drew Estate's sold-out Barn Smoker. Get a tour of the Florida sun-grown farm, enjoy fine spirits, and a catered dinner, and an exclusive Barn Smoker cigar pack upon arrival. For your chance to win, go to WQM's contest page, WQM.com, on the contest page, and you guys can enter to win. Must be 21 or older to attend. Check that on out. Thanks again to Randy Moeller for joining the program as we have game one of the Eastern Conference Final. My damage is done. Goes to Justin Bieber. Not because he's cursed, because we all know Drake is the cursed celebrity singer. And not because Ariana Grande's team and Justin Bieber's didn't, but he posted on Instagram, "I don't remember a time in my life when I haven't been obsessed with the Leafs. This year, we made it farther than we have in so long, and I'm happy about that. I can be patient because I know this team will do it." Well, Justin,
wow,
that's cute and all. But the damage is done, my friend.
Damage is
done. I don't know what to tell you, because that window, she may be closed, because it looks like the rest of the fan base is not as understanding as old Belieber over there.
Oh, they want
they want heads to roll over there, Beeb.
But you know what? If you make changes for the sake of making changes, that team will get worse. But fans don't care. They want to see some changes.
Yeah.
All right.
That's what's going to happen.
You get what you get.
Then. Reap what you sow.
You get what you get.
What do you got?
I mean, look, as much as I make fun of Toronto and or Carolina, I want to say Carolina, here's what you can't say. When you get swept, nobody cares that you win every game. The damage was done.
Damage.
You got
done.
Swept. I understand what you're saying, but next time, let's keep that between us.
Like to yourself.
Keep it to yourself. Say that to your team and say, guys, we're close in every game. We got to get over the hump because you got swept.
Mm.
So I get what he was saying, but it doesn't look good.
Yikes, Jennifer.
So have you guys ever seen The Office and you know how Kevin's holding that big pot of chili and then he drops it?
No, I'm not a big Office fan, to be honest with you.
Well, it's a very famous scene on the show. And well, I know
the one where they're all shooting at each other. I've seen that meme a lot.
I like that. So I kind of experienced one of those things right before Randy Moeller.
You drop chili everywhere?
No,
I dropped whatever it's called.
Her efforts to be healthy, backfire.
You dropped an acai bowl?
Yes. No, yeah. It's a cup.
It's a little cup.
Here's the kicker. When I grabbed it and looked at it, because it was, you know, made of the best of ingredients from where Whole Foods or Fresh Market or whatever, I squeeze it. I go, oh, it's frozen. She go, yeah, I froze it so I could have
But then I told them, like, I thawed it out because it was frozen. And obviously, right. I waited way too long because when I opened
it. When she opened it, well, sprayed. First of all, she opened it upside down.
No, I didn't. It was tilted because it just wasn't, it wasn't opening. And then it fell everywhere.
Is it your first time having acai?
No.
No. Or a container that has
I was substance? Distracted. I was distracted.
Now, who was distracting you?
Leroy.
No! Don't, no!
Wow.
No! I got Leroy. The hell up out of it.
Leroy.
Listen.
And it went Leroy. All over my shoes. I was distracting it went on my her, pants. It went all over the desk.
I would have evidence
desk.
Over my shoes, right?
It was crazy. All over
right.
the
Right.
You've Leroy. Been known to distract from a distance.
No.
He yeah. did. He was talking to me from afar.
Oh my
Leroy.
And that's where the damage is done. Then I see the light on and I'm sprinting over
damage
here.
Is done.
There's still a Kai
it's
or
a Jennifer sprint.
All over the floor. I was able to go pick it up.
It's like Frog Boy jumping. Like, so yeah, you were running.
You basically treated the kitchen like a Tasmanian devil. You ruined it.
Yep.
Yeah.
I just tainted.
Yep, yeah. And I tried to help her. I went and got a wet nap.
Yes, and then I was cleaning my shoe, all things, and courtesy. Right.
So that's way. Why you guys had Randy Mueller waiting. All right, understandable. Understandable.
I was trying to clean up my mess.
For a second, he's like, hey, I'm not starting
also,
this
Also, it was a very short break.
That's fair. It was a short break.
That's it was a short break, but we had to get Randy on.
Gotta get Randy on.
Because totally you guys understand. Wanted a whole diatribe of the White Sox 1919 scandal.
That was
so.
Definitely you.
I was about to say, I'm quite impressed that you know the whole story.
Thank you.
Pretty good.
Right?
Your research
Thank
paper.
You.
Right.
Well, I mean, you guys kept asking questions. I kept having information. I'm supposed
Pretty
to be.
Sure.
Am I supposed to?
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's how it works.
Is done.
That's how it works. We take advantage of the knowledgeable
opinion
one.
That
on
you're lashing
topic.
Out because of your acai bowl.
It's funny. I asked you about that and I listened to
hungry.
Your whole thing. But when you ask me about football, you go, that's not true.
That's not true.
You do it all the time.
I don't zone you out.
You what?
Don't do that.
What? How many times have I said something about football and you said you don't know what the hell you're talking
I've
about?
Never said that.
That's more like
Tobin.
What's the word?
You just
for
straight
that?
Lying right now.
I've never said you don't know what you're talking about.
What
well, I disagree
say?
With some
did,
takes.
Not those exact words.
Give me an example.
See, you know what this is
because
like,
I don't think I've ever said that you about your football what? Knowledge. I would never say that.
You know what?
Have I zoned out because you're talking about the wide zone? Yes. But if I ever just flat out said you don't know what you're talking about, that would be patently absurd. I would never say that.
I have looked into your eyes periodically and I go, he's looking, but he's not listening. Like I don't understand that when a guy has a chance to get some knowledge about something he's not familiar with, you just zone out.
That's like, not true. It's like, not all dude, the time. Sometimes.
It's like you look at me like too much football. Too much.
It's like, all right, we get it. Force him to the sideline. Frog boy.
What's damage is done other than your foot?
You saw me click my heels. That was impressive.
Dude,
he almost fell.
He tried to land on one foot.
Yeah.
I saw him do something like that on the Heat court like a year or two ago.
Oh, yeah. It was good luck.
Oh, yeah. That game you won?
No, he lost that one.
No, I led the league in scoring, though. Led the team in scoring, I should say.
He had like 2 points.
You only scored like 8 points.
One. Led the team in scoring.
You can get him some credit. Yeah.
All right, as if we already didn't know this about the New York Knicks and their fan base.
Trash.
Indeed trash, which leads me
not
to
all.
My identity.
Some are good, like Vlad.
Yeah, I guess.
But most of them,
he's good.
Absolute roaches.
Absolute scum of the earth, as you can see in this video here. This is circulating around the internet. A Indiana Pacers fan hounded by a crowd of Knicks fans.
That's not cool.
And trash is being thrown at him. He is a lifelong Pacers fan and a firefighter, which you'd think New York would have more respect for. You know, they love the firefighters.
One would think.
In New York, but apparently not enough for them to respect.
I'm not going to respect them more than Deuce McBride.
Look at that.
Literally threw trash at his head.
Wow. Smack. Like, that's not like a light hit.
They're acting really, really poorly. Like, and you guys know, like, I'm not the biggest fan of Brian Windhorst. Did you guys see them harass Brian Windhorst and throw trash at him too?
Man, I didn't see that.
You guys need to. I'm being clear here. No one in their right mind. And I know you said, like, we had this debate about the Jimmy thing. This is exactly what I'm talking about. No one in their right mind can think this is okay behavior because you guys have suffered so much as basketball fans. You need to grow up. Just because your franchise has been lifetime losers doesn't mean that you guys get to act like a bunch of clowns. And that's what it is.
That's right, Hiko. That's why we can't have nice things.
That's why you can't have nice things.
And that's why the world would... Like, you think... And here's what's funny. You think people see this right here...
It's also happening in the middle of the street.
Oh, yeah, I can root for the Knicks.
I genuinely hope they get swept.
It's right, right, because of this. You don't deserve to win.
I think they're going to get gentlemen swept.
It was unfortunate.
Totally messed up.
Thankfully, the situation didn't escalate.
But let's he couldn't escalate. It was 1,000 against 1.
For sure, but let's say he had a little something on him.
Some heat?
Now the situation gets, you know, into a whole nother aspect because this man was defending himself. But, you know, this is a crowd of 30 people, 40
30.
People.
That's way more than that.
You're right.
They just got to grow up. Like, they think that they think this is a good look, and it's not.
Yeah.
You guys have no idea what it's like to have a good basketball team. And I'm embarrassed for you.
A good any team.
Congratulations. You beat the Celtics. Great, finally. But to act like this, and then to have, like, the thing is like, you have all these idiots defending it,
right?
You know, it's crazy. Like, I'm seeing it up there where it's like, oh, people need to stop being the fun police at the Knicks. You can have fun. Do not act like jackals.
Correct.
And throw garbage at somebody because he's wearing a Halliburton jersey.
What?
You crazy?
That's
wild.
Have human decency.
Like, I don't, like, this is why people root against you. It has nothing about, oh, people hate New York. No. This is why.
Also, I mean, now trash on your streets, New York. Disgusting. Hate that place. Gross.
I like that.
Anyway, great one, Frog Boy. I genuinely, like, I will, they're not going to win the championship, but I really want them to get embarrassed by the Pacers.
Yeah,
I really do. And that's a thing, because I like Jalen Brunson. Don't really have anything against any of their players.
For sure.
Their fans.
For sure. Just looking at the team, the basketball, like, you know, I enjoy watching them play basketball, but their fans are so, you know, it's the whole Taylor Swift thing. It's the whole, like, your product is separate from your fan base because your fan base is annoying. And that's unfortunate because it waters down the product. But hopefully that water takes Bozo and the rest of those clowns back into the subways where they belong, you rats.
Wow.
Wow.
I really think the Pacers are going to kick their ass, though.
I hope so. I really do. The last thing I need is for them to be justified with a championship. Oh, God. Championship appearance?
Halliburton just seems like the type of guy that's going to go into Madison Square Garden and take a poop on their court.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
He literally.
Like, I just, like, good luck.
I wouldn't be surprised if he hits the Randy Moss.
No, that is disgusting. Take a break. Speaking of basketball, Interesting take from a Heat legend on a former Heat player. That's next.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.